sustaining alive, sustaining alive. Ah, 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 sustaining alive.
Sustaining alive on 95 BFM.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello there, Rita. What's going on?
Swapping microphones.
I thought maybe you were going to try and talk to me via the microphone creak. Hello.
It's like Morse code. Special type of Morse code.
Well, Rita Steele, we're talking important issues tonight, and one of those issues that we're faced with, as we covered off a few weeks ago, is waste. Mm-hmm. And as a human being, I know that I am now making mountains of rubbish, which won't go away.
No, no, and that's becoming more and more evident, I think. We talked a few weeks ago about the problem that we have in New Zealand. So we talked a bit about old tip sites that aren't engineered well enough to keep up with things like climate change and disasters. And we also talked about unofficial tip sites, like the person that owned the house before me who used my backyard as a rubbish dump.
Well, what about the person that just chucks a kebab down at the beach and lets the seagulls kind of like rip it apart?
Totally, yeah. Totally. Or people that just, burn waste. And then also how we've got these existing sites for New Zealand, which we're throwing our rubbish into, that are almost at capacity, and no one wants tip sites near them, and it's very hard to find new tip sites. So
Sky City?
Just a big hole.
Because all the shit goes.
Anyway, I'm sorry. It was pretty depressing by the time we ended it.
More of this piano? Or how sad do we need this to be? Jeez, I'm sure this will change soon enough. Carry on.
No, it's good though. It's good. So we thought that we would look at how we can improve our waste situation. Mm. And I am going to start this because I always get messages from people afterwards, after these shows, going, "We can't save the world by, you know..."
Do they sing at you? That's
no,
nice.
Saying, "We can't save the world by, you know, stopping just from plastic straws. Like, we need, you know, governmental revolutionary change." And
yeah, but that
completely
will, that will
totally
stop the getting in old mate the turtle's nose.
Yes, yes. So
one little bit at a time, little bit.
We're gonna park the revolution today, and we're just gonna talk about what we can do on a day to day basis.
A little mini
while we're waiting for the revolution.
Revolutionize yourself first.
So my biggest thing, I think, is actually
positive piano.
Oh, it did change. Major key removed. Fantastic. Firstly, I think it's really important that we understand that we have a problem and how big your problem is. So
that's classic. That's classic problems sort of stuff. Eh?
Totally. Yeah. Define the extent. Data.
Call it what it is. Call it what it is and deal with it.
Totally, totally. So what I would recommend people do is a bit of a stock take of the amount that you throw out. And you can do this by simply recording the amount of rubbish bags that you throw out on a weekly basis for, say, a month, and just go, roughly, you know, on a month we throw out 4 rubbish bags or whatever it is, or 4 half bins or whatever. Mm. And then you can, from there, try and set yourself a little goal. So now I'm going to try and do 3 half bins or something.
What's the most problem area? Like, what's the age group that's the most problem area when it comes to waste? Do we know?
I don't think there's
who's
the
most consumery? Who's the most consumery? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Family? Just the full family, eh? With the dog.
Yeah, I mean, I think, what is it? 13,
nappies and that. Oh,
13% of all waste that goes, all rubbish that goes to the waste is nappies. And in,
what?
Yeah.
What? That's a lot.
13%. And in South Auckland, it's 20%. So, because there's more families.
That's specific. Wow, interesting.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Cheaper housing. Affordability and whatnot.
Maybe they're bigger mm-hmm. houses, housing mm-hmm. more people. I'm not entirely sure why, but that's
it's a large percentage of nappies, though.
It is. It's a really big problem. You found that out when I did a workshop on reusable nappies. So understanding and having a look at what that rubbish is also really handy. So you don't need to go hard out and trawl through your rubbish, but just have a little look at it and kind of take a note of what it is that you're throwing out. You can keep a consumption diary. So if you're really hard out and you want to just find out, I did this for a university assignment, and I think I did it for a week, and it was so fascinating.
Did you pass?
I did.
Carry on.
Just checking. Everything I used, I had to write down on a piece of paper, mm-hmm. Which is, you know, We didn't have to, and then we had to kind of analyze it, and we didn't have to do the full life cycle of everything we were using. But even just noting like how much stuff I was using was just quite eye opening. And like, you know, not everyone has time to do that. So small step is just have a look at how much waste you're throwing out on a monthly basis, and the next month set yourself a goal and just try and bring it down a tiny bit.
That seems totally achievable. I think everyone can probably do that.
100%. I think so. And like maybe have a competition, like with your, you know,
trying to think
with
about
your,
what
with
I would
a friend
mostly see in my rubbish. Maybe just like definitely a few grapefruit fruity wrappers.
Lolly. I was going to say it would be lolly wrappers, wouldn't it?
I'm on a crusade to get the grapefruit fruity back up and running. I feel like it's kind of phasing it out a little bit.
Are they?
Yeah, that's a side. That's a side thing.
Anyway, it is a side thing.
But in a paper wrapper.
Yes, 100%.
In a paper wrapper.
Totally. Well, it's got the wooden stick.
So. Yeah, they're always half. They're already half there. The other trick that I have is that whatever, and by no means am I an angel. In fact, I have a toddler, and I think since having a child, I've definitely been more wasteful because you start looking for convenience.
Little shut.
Yeah. Or you're just short on time, and next thing you're buying more, you know, pre-made things, and so, you know, I've had to make a massive effort to try and, you know, cut down on those things and make stuff myself. So no one, you know, we're not asking people to be angels. You know, no one can be, but just try your best. But one of the tricks I have that I think about whenever I'm carrying bags into my house of stuff is that everything that comes into my house eventually gets thrown out. Like, whether it's today,
that's heavy.
Tomorrow.
That's fucking heavy.
Yeah.
That's
really so I heavy. Think about that, and I'm like, you know, how, like, if I'm going to buy clothes, like, how long are these clothes going to last before I'm going to be taking them out of the house? Because you know what? Throwing stuff out of your house is a pain in the butt. Like, when's the next inorganic, or can I take this to,
you
know,
book that now, I think.
So just think about that. Whatever you take into your house does need to come out in some way, shape or form. So what can we do? So there are some kind of big things that we can do. So obviously recycling. And we know that plastic is a problem, and a major problem, because both Indonesia, Malaysia, and China have said no to our plastic. So we've got a major problem there. So we're going to park the plastic because that's a big, big problem.
That's an industry waiting to happen. Someone's just got to sort that out over here.
Totally. We need to sort out our
it's
plastic.
It's a massive industry. Yeah. Jobs are waiting.
I was thinking about it the other day, and I was like, I wonder how much of, like, you know, how they've shifted Auckland's waste to being those big recycling rubbish bins. Mm-hmm. Like, how much of that, because that planning
the
would have happened a
bin.
Long...
Yeah,
the and then just throw all your plastic in. I wonder how, like, that planning would have happened a long time ago.
I've actually noticed some TV commercials on terrestrial TV saying, hey, make sure you're throwing recycling in the recycling because it's shit for everyone. And then I'm like, yeah, but you're not even talking about how this is not going anywhere at the moment. We're just cubing it up and putting it in a... fucking farm somewhere, right?
Yeah,
what the fuck? Like, what? Okay, great. Then everyone's like, okay, stop. Like, please make sure it's recycling.
It's almost like they had a plan that worked when we were sending it to China, but now that it's changed, they haven't shifted the plan at all. But anyway, so we'll park the plastic concern.
Shout out to the Eat More Vegetables text, no packaging, plus you get a healthy bonus.
Yes. Definitely. So one of the things that's important about recycling is knowing what you can and can't recycle. And thanks to, I think it was Cam, but one of you guys sent me, I don't know, somebody sent me a recyclingright.co.nz.
Yeah.
So test your knowledge on that. It's quite a fun little test. And I failed on one. So coffee cups. I thought they were recyclable. They're not. They're compostable, which is a very good point. So things like that, polystyrene, obviously not. But have a look at this really good site for just having a look at what you can and can't do. Obviously, once you know what you can and can't recycle, avoid the things you can't recycle. So try not to buy things that are in polystyrene because they're not recyclable and they're quite bulky to throw out. So just avoid them.
You control the outcome with your shopping as well.
Absolutely. You know, if people aren't demanding it anymore, they will change their packaging. It's that simple.
Sorry if that sounded like a moronic guy interrupting you, reader, just having a conversation. But a text is getting a couple of hot texts tonight. Gee whiz, it's Monday. Hello, phone caller. How's it going?
Hey, BFM, how are you?
What's going on?
Hey, I'm talking about recycling in New Zealand. I actually rang up with one thing, but partway through the conversation, I've got another to add to it too. There's a crowd down here in Waiuku called Future Post, and they take all of the old milk bottles and so forth and turn them into plastic fence posts.
Mm, rad.
I've seen
that's great.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So, you mean like
yeah,
a,
so it's a
like a plastic fence, like one of those, like ones that you put the sort of electric wire through, or?
Yeah, exactly.
For farming. So, I mean, like you're saying, with electric fences and stuff like that, you don't even need to use insulators or anything on them. You can just bang the wire straight into the post. And they make the full range right the way through from, you know, just your average sort of post right the way through to strainers and everything.
Are they calling for bottles? Or have they got enough? What's the vibe there? Because people could probably fucking send them heaps if they ask.
They seem to have plenty at the moment, but they must obviously have a decent source for them.
What were they called again? Yeah. Who were they called?
Future Post.
Future Post. Wayuku. Shout out. Nice
work.
And, you were just saying about the coffee cups, too. Just in my day job, I'm an office product supplier, and we had Huutomaki come and visit us a couple of days ago, and they're obviously one of the biggest manufacturers of disposable coffee cups and stuff.
Yeah.
And although it's not out there in the public sort of arena, but for sort of closed circuit places like factories and stuff, they actually do a recycling system for their disposable cups. And somehow, I'm not quite sure how it all works, but they managed to strip the lining out of them and then recycle about 97% of the paper into egg cartons and so forth.
Nice. Cool. Yeah, there's a lot of companies kind of doing that, making sure that they're sort of recycling themselves almost, eh? Like it's almost really privatized thing.
Yeah, niche kind of composting.
At this stage, like I say, it works for those sort of closed circuit situations where, you know, you're a factory where you can just make sure everything, you know, or in a business situation where everything goes into the one bin. But from a public point of view, it's not quite there yet. But the technology is there, and hopefully it'll become a bit more mainstream.
Right on. It sounds like it just needs to be, like, profitable for people, eh? It's almost like you can see why a company would do it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think it might be a bit of a blessing in disguise that China has stopped taking our waste, because we will find solutions, I think, and we will cut down because we have to.
Apparently there's some
kid. No, I mean, you know, it's exactly the same thing that I've done at home myself, you know, try and reduce the amount of crap that's going into it and plastics and shit that you're using, because let's face it, it's not going to go anywhere. It's going to be here in 2 million years when we're gone.
Spot on, bro. Hey, what's your name?
Glenn.
Thanks, Glenn.
Thanks, Glenn.
No worries, guys. Yep.
Very nice phone call, Glenn.
Yeah, nice. NZ Future Post.
Future Post, Wayuku.
Yeah, go.
What about that plastic mushroom, though? I'm keen on that.
That's only very specific plastic, though.
Yeah.
So the other thing about, the last thing I'll leave on recycling is that you must, and I say this all the freaking time, you must thoroughly wash your recycling. Like, if there is any food on that, they just put it straight.
But then what about the water that I'm wasting?
Well,
Rita.
Fill up the sink.
Rita,
you don't need to run the water for days. Fill up the sink.
What piano? Oh dear, we're going backwards. Back to sad piano. Hello, caller. You were sustaining a lie.
Yeah, hi. That guy ringing about the fence posts before. So they're recyclable, but what? Plastic's not an imperishable product, so it all ends up back in the ground eventually, doesn't it, anyway?
Yeah, I guess.
It works one round.
So that's more of a sort of ambulance at the bottom of the cliff. I think what we've got to do is steer away from plastic in general, don't we?
Yeah.
But you know, you got to give them credit. We do have a shitload of... the system at the moment is in the slow change, you know what I mean? So I guess we just adapt as we go, right?
And what can we do with that plastic that we've already got sitting there doing?
That's a good point, though, bro. Really good point.
Yeah,
good point.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. Great idea, but you know, it's a never-ending cycle, a wee bit.
Absolutely.
Thanks, bud.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Now, Rita, just going back to making sure your recycling is clean. Something like tin, which probably goes into a giant furnace at some point. Does that need to be clean?
Yes, you need to clean it all. I think they're a little bit more lenient with tin and glass because it is worth more. But I know that any tiny bit on paper... So if you leave a little bit of cheese on your pizza, like box... goes to the landfill.
Okay.
So just give them a little scrub out, throw them in the.
Look, the phone line's hot tonight, Rita, and I just want to service the public.
We're not going to get to all the solutions,
well,
man.
Well, let's have chats.
Okay, I mean, okay.
95 BFM, you're with Sustaining Alive. How's it going?
How's it going? Hey, I just wanted to let you know. Thanks, guys, for your discussion. It's really interesting. We're a family of four. Living in Auckland, and a couple of Julys ago, we did plastic-free July. Got a couple of kids, And we haven't actually put a rubbish bin out in 2 years, which has been...
Wow.
What the fuck? I'm just going to find some uplifting piano.
Definitely needs piano and major. Good work. What was the hardest thing to find a solution for?
So it's still the plastics going into the recycling probably, and also just the amount of packaging. But the main two things we did was we got a Bokashi bin, so we started, you know, getting rid of all of our food waste out of our bin.
So that's next on the list, by the way, was Bokashi.
That is next, yeah. and then actually just buying stuff in bulk. So going into bulk food stores, taking in our own containers, et cetera, taking in our own containers to the butcher and to the fish shop, and just basically, always having a little look in our bin and going, okay, what can we get rid of next?
Yeah.
Can't buy.
I think you're right, like one step at a time. Like if you can just look at it each week and go, oh man, now it's this thing. Okay, let's tackle this.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it all at once. You
it's
can
like
just
cleaning
do it
room,
bit,
isn't it, a bit?
Just a little cat. No. I think you do all that. I think
one
you
thing
just
at
do
a time,
that.
Though. Like, I get overwhelmed. There's too many fucking things.
I think you can clean your room all at once.
But it's amazing how the kids lock onto it. That's been the
cool thing. True.
Yeah.
No, that's
really
true.
It's really easy for them.
You're programming them the right way. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
But it is like, you know, it's a little bit at a time. And some of my friends started doing little bits. And they come and report into me. And it's been a really cool thing. So... it can be overwhelming for sure, and we can still got heaps of changes to make, but I'm pretty proud of us.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Good for you.
Awesome work.
Yeah, thanks so much for your discussion. Awesome.
Yeah, thank you for the inspiration.
George.
And like she mentioned, my next thing was actually composting and biodegradables.
What's this crazy bin?
Bokashi. So composting is really good if you have a garden and you don't have a ton of, say, meat or dairy or even cooked, because compost is actually quite fussy. Like, you're not supposed to put cooked foods in and certain types of things. You can't put meat in and whatnot. Whereas Bokashi is a Japanese fermentation system.
I wondered if it was Japanese.
Okay. And it's better for small environments from what I can read. Like a lot of apartment dwellers use it.
That totally makes sense. Yeah. In Japan, you think they're tiny little...
Yeah, and it can deal with meats. You don't have to take it out as often.
Sounds really enclosed system.
Yeah, it is. It just kind of sits underneath your sink.
Does it have worms? I mean, what deals with the worms? Like how? What deals with the meat? Worms?
Bokashi.
Well, you put in, I think it's like a yeasty sort of thing. You put in like a culture into it and it ferments. Mm-hmm. So I think it's, like a bacterial type situation or little microbes that break it down. So, yeah. I was doing some research.
Bokashi,
it's cool. I was looking at buying one the other day. We didn't really eat any dairy in our household or meat up until having again a toddler. Those bloody chicken nuggets, eh?
Oh, yes.
Is funny.
That meat?
No. Yeah, I know. Actually, the faux chicken nuggets taste exactly the same, so I don't really.
Question.
So I was looking into them because we can't compost everything, and you can't feed chicken to chicken.
You bloody well can, but it's psycho.
It's wrong.
That is a trippy maneuver, man.
Composting is really good. Bokashi is really good. But the other thing I will just say is that if you throw anything in the rubbish that you think is biodegradable or compostable and it goes to the tip, it is not going to break down. To be compostable or biodegradable, something needs air. It needs air and it needs heat. The problem with our tip sites is that they're anaerobic, which means there is no air in them, so it cannot break down. So you might buy something that says biodegradable, and by the way, biodegradable is actually a marketing term, so something might be biodegradable, but it might take 1,000 years to biodegrade.
Right.
So
it's
kind of a bit of a BS term, but you might throw out food and go, oh, well, it'll just compost and break down in the tip, but it won't because the tip is... an anaerobic environment. So just remember that. Whereas if you're composting it in your own environment, then it will break down.
I don't know if this is a test or not, but someone just wants us to spell the bin name. Bokashi, please.
B-O... Oh, hang on, I've got
it. Would you like me to use it in a sentence?
B-O-K-A-S-H-I.
It's right over there by the Bokashi.
S-H-I. No, B-O-K-A, S-H-I.
It's Bokashi. Japanese.
It's Japanese.
So...
And the other thing is, the other complaint that I hear people say is that they don't have anywhere to compost, like they don't have enough land to compost. But
Bokashi.
About your community garden, because most places have a community garden and they will absolutely always take your compost.
Oh, that's cool.
The other thing is to think about what is waste. Like, you might be throwing out some stuff that might be considered waste to you, but it's not to someone else. So before throwing it out, maybe think about putting it on, and I'm not talking food here. Well, actually, maybe some food, but more so, you know, furniture or old clothes or whatever. Think about listing it for a dollar on Trade Me or your community sites or something, because, you know, one man's waste is another man's treasure. And there's lots of people out there.
I don't think that's how it goes.
That's pretty much how it goes. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't write that one down. So anyway, so try and you know, reuse it that way. And clothes shopping, fast fashion. Everyone surely knows by now how bad it is. Buy quality that will last and ethical where possible.
Just trying to think about my outfit. The shirt was given to me. These pants, very secondhand pants.
And of course,
John's wearing jeans. He's super evil. Jeans are evil. No, jeans are evil. I read a thing.
I think they
You're in trouble. Oh, no, we're not picking holes on
people. You're in trouble now, John.
These are old miners' jeans.
Old miners' jeans.
Someone's telling us to check out Flight Recycling in Wellington.
Ooh,
Wellington, eh? Maybe Wellington are doing some Auckland shit.
Maybe.
Wellington, eh?
And then some small, easy stuff that if you're kind of not really already doing, definitely easy to do. So if you're not using a reusable water bottle... Shame on you. Shame.
I just use
a glass.
And glasses up here at work.
But some people are on the move, so you kind of need a bottle.
On the move where? Where there's no desert in this country? That's crazy.
No, but they might be going from like students, right? They go from class to class.
Yeah, so and there's probably drinking fountains everywhere and stuff.
Well, yeah, but they could fill up their bottle, right? So.
Man, I don't like it. I never caught on to the drink bottle thing. You're not going far enough to need that, sorry, you know?
Okay, so there you go. Anyway,
but
people are buying. They're still buying, like, plastic bottles every time they want it.
Paying for water.
Switch to electronic statements. Easy peasy. Mm-hmm. So anything you get in the mail, actually, just be like, do I need to get this? I mean, obviously, you still want your cards from your nana or whatever. But if it's a bill, if it's junk mail, put a no junk mail sign on. These things are just really little, but you know, why not? Easy to do. We talked about shopping at thrift stores.
If
you don't end up buying from the secondhand shop, just check it out first. Like, if you're like, I need a new table, like, go and check them out. Like, you never know. Then you might find your dream table.
I found a beanie outside Real Groovy 2 days ago.
Careful, someone might try and claim that.
I wore it here. It's a weird beanie. I couldn't put my headphones on. Just bummed out.
Smelled funny as well?
I think it's just me, mate.
Okay, read it.
I recycle myself all the time.
This is a strange one, but Kiwis throw out 20 million loaves of bread a year. So, freeze your bread.
Freezing bread is something that I've actually recently come around to.
I fucking love freezing bread. Vogel's freezes real good. Because you never eat Vogel's without toasting it, so you might as well just freeze it.
Totally. And know what you're using that's throw away and swap it for material. So, for example, we use old flannels to clean up after my son instead of wet wipes. You know, some people are going as far as sanitary.
But like it was a new flannel kind of thing?
Pardon? Yeah, like old towels, we've ripped them up, like cut them up, that kind of thing. Because they do get a bit manky, like we just pile them up and wash them every like 3 or 4 days. So sometimes it's like, yeah, that one's not going to wash so well.
I've got hella flannel memories, actually. I feel like flannel's kind of dropped off the sort of...
Oh, our parents would have used flannels. There was wet wipes are a new thing. And if you flush wet wipes, again, that's terrible. Like, Google that. Do not flush wet wipes. It doesn't matter if
it blocks the toilet
they're flushable.
Too. As a plumber, coming from a plumber, it's bad. It blocks the toilet. Please don't do that.
Regardless, I can't actually believe they can get away with saying they're flushable. A couple other things. Avoid processed food. Our caller said that before as well. And we got a texter, you know, if you can just buy unprocessed, there's less packaging. Produce bags, honey wraps, that kind of thing. If something's broken, can it be repaired? Don't throw it out necessarily. We talked about coffee cups, but keep cups are great. And I was a bit fussy about the keep cups, so I found one that has a nice cork kind of surround a keep cup.
Yes.
So it feels like it's kind of like the paper ones. It's quite nice. This is one I've got to do. This is next on my list. Make your own cleaners. So baking soda. Cleaners, like, no, not robots.
Okay,
oh, that'd
carry
be
on.
Good. But like baking soda, vinegar, that kind of thing.
Because
it's been
hot
quite
water
a bit
actually
of
cleans heaps of stuff, by the way. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, totally. So
it cleans it right up.
So see you later, Ginola.
Oh, I've never used Ginola, but even like just the Eco, because I've got a septic tank, so Ginola is a no-no.
Okay.
But yeah. And then buy bigger if you're probably going to eat it anyway. We've just discovered this because we were buying, like, my son goes through peanut butter, which again I should try and make myself, but we just ended up buying like this giant tub of it. This is great. Man. I'm like, this lasts forever. We don't need to like worry about that. So yeah, you know, and go to bulk food stores. Take your thing. And I'm going to leave you on this quote because I really like this by a zero waste chef called Anne-Marie Bonneau, I think her name is. We don't need a handful of people doing zero waste perfectly. We need millions of people doing it imperfectly. So just give it a go.
Thanks, Rita.
Have run out.
Waste not, want not. Somebody said that at some point as well.
That was Sustainin' Alive on 95 BFM.